today, early on, an Islamophobic remark was made towards the legal representative of the Women's League Centre Trust, which is known as WLC, while the Constitutional Court heard an application for the state to recognise the Muslim marriages on Thursday. So there was a comment heard. To tell us more regarding this, we are joined on the line by Sister Sumaya Wadi Muhammad, who is a co-director of Ali Bai Wadi Incorporated, an attorney at the Umar radiallahu anhu Legal Clinic Access to Justice Portal at Islamic Helpline Lanesia. So firstly, we welcome Sister Sumaya Wadi Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me on.
Sumaya, a weird situation arose today when a Muslim lawyer called another fellow Muslim lawyer a ninja in a virtual setting of the Constitutional Court. Tell us what transpired.
Arguably, this is the most important case related to the rights of Muslim women in this country. At the start of the hearing this morning, a participant logged on to the hearing link and then referred to the counsel advocate Nasreen Dawa SC as being somebody dressed like a ninja, then intimated that the Honourable SC was so dressed because of the subject matter of the case. The speed to the particular attorney that made this remark was then cut off, and it has then caused quite a stir on social media and much discussion amongst the legal fraternity today.
Sumaya, as you mentioned, it was all over social media and it was in the mainstream media as well. The story has gone viral now. As a lawyer, you are a lawyer who wears the niqab to court. How did this slip up by one of the Muslim attorneys make you feel then?
I personally take great exception to that. I think the term is offensive because it likens the person to something they are not. For instance, you know, we as Muslim women face many stereotypes and much criticism in terms of when we choose to express our deen by dressing in accordance with our deen. And we already, I as an attorney, and I think Muslim women, female professionals already face the patriarchy in a traditionally, you know, the legal fraternity is a traditionally patriarchal profession. So we already face challenges, and then it is very disparaging and hurtful to hear something like that come from a colleague and then somebody who is also Muslim. You know, I'm not a stranger to having these terms used. I've been called ninja, fat woman, Batman, postbox, Darth Vader, ghost woman, but these kind of terms are disparaging because of the fact that it's a type of gendered Islamophobia. So it's associated with negative stereotypes, and it is meant to be, or it's traditionally used in a demeaning manner. You know, and it takes away from the worth of the human being behind the veil. And we fight as attorneys. There are many of us female attorneys who choose to practice with the hijab and who choose to practice with niqab, and we are proud of the fact that we are able to love our deen, practice upon it, and we are not ashamed of it. It's just having these comments said at the apex court on such a high platform can have a ripple effect on Muslims and the wider Muslim community, and it's in fact a very sad note.
Sumaya, did a lawyer thereafter deny making the comments? Was that denial greeted with skepticism as well?
Well, I do read that News 24 ran an article where there is a denial that the comment was made or directed at Advocate Nasreen Dawa. Nevertheless, I think our visible Muslim identity is very important to protect. I think the case is also an important one for Muslim rights and for those of us who value the Sharia and our ability to practice within the confines of the Sharia. We shouldn't be fighting each other or talking against each other. I've not read a statement from the attorney in question, but I did read, as, and it has been, I've read many, many comments by professionals and lay people alike that are very skeptical about the denial, and they feel, for instance, that it should have been followed with a genuine apology rather than a denial at the meaning thereof.
Hmm. Finally, before we let you go, Sumaya, this is unique Islamophobia from within. So how do we class this type of things? You are in the field, as you mentioned, you have heard different names calling also to yourself. So how do we class this type of things then?
I think internationally, this type of thing is when Muslim women are called negative stereotypes or met with negative behavior based on the way they're dressed, it's classed under gendered Islamophobia. I think there's been much debate today about whether a Muslim can be Islamophobic towards a fellow Muslim. I just think that it's simple. It's not as simple. There's no way to class Islamophobia within itself, but Islam itself is a deen of acceptance and a deen of tolerance, and a deen in which we cannot conduct ourselves in that manner and call other people names. I think that in itself is a wrong. So you can call it whatever you want. I've heard people say that it's part of gendered Islamophobia and that it's sort of put forward or reinforce the stereotypes against Muslim women as a form of gender oppression. And like in the same way that some people sometimes, because of my husband's beard, refer to or my father or my brother as Bin Laden, you know, in a negative context. So I do think that it is problematic. However, as the ruling stands out in regard to whether it actually can be classed as Islamophobic or it is personally simply hate speech or a hateful comment aimed at a particular individual. I can't go into that because I cannot talk to the intention of the speaker. I cannot talk to the I've said no comments from the speaker herself, so I don't know what the reason thereof was. However, it shouldn't be allowed. We shouldn't give people power over us in that manner, in that negative manner.
Sumaya, we leave it at that. Jazakallahu khair for your time on Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.